comes through to provide us with the acquaintance of our inheritance. In other words, they're asking us to stop denying ourselves good pleasure. They're asking us to stop denying ourselves our true worth, to bring mercy to ourselves. And this is what we're invited to do, that we are orchestrating with light. Each of us are light workers, yes? And they're asking us to pay particular attention to the light that encompasses our vibrational field of awareness, for us to stop drawing from old sources. They're saying this is worn out. And so what's going to occur is they're bringing forth a transmission which has begun. So you want to remember that you're energetic beings, and what you're doing is arriving at truth. And so even though these are words, these are templates, this is the DNA that is being offered in conjunction with our new divine inheritance. And so it's very important that you allow yourselves to receive, and you allow yourselves to be brave, and you allow yourselves to be bold, because you are being asked to step forth into the light. Now, there's the mind that's going to question this. There's the mind that's going to doubt. There's the mind that's going to keep you small, to keep you in hesitation, to keep you from stepping into broad expectation of arrival. So they're asking us to allow this transference of occurrence to take place in the here and now. If you can remember that there's justified pride to be had in the here and now, then this will give you permission to step in, to no longer be a martyr. They're asking each of you that responds to this idea of martyrdom to be completely done with this, to see it as an old program. Imagine looking at a play and saying, ugh, that was not worth my time, and just throwing out the program on the way out of the theater. They're asking you to consider doing this, each and every one of us, to consider ending the idea and space of martyrdom. They're asking us to instead allow ourselves to step into the light, to liberate ourselves into the new consciousness, to expect immediate results in terms of our truth, in terms of our true worthiness, in terms of our true expectation to be without the understanding and concept of fear. They're saying we're claiming to the fear because it's known. It's a known quantity. We can know what to expect. The worst is going to happen. We just know it is. And so we draw ourselves close to victory. We draw ourselves close to what can be. We draw ourselves close to the new alma mater that they're asking us to enjoy. In other words, life is a choice. In each moment, you have opportunity to step into your light. You have opportunity to step into the love, to the notion of your true inheritance, or you can keep searching for the tickets. I know I had the ticket here somewhere. Wherever did I put it? Wherever did I place it? In other words, there is a tendency to continue the linear format, to have distance, to keep yourself from the truth, to keep yourself from arriving. And so we keep creating with this notion that it's going to take some time. And we are the ones playing with time. We are the ones putting that time or distance between ourselves and the truth, because we do not understand our worthiness. We do not understand that we have come here to surrender to our divinity, to surrender to the light. Now, they would like to understand and explain this concept of divinity, because divinity is not just for the place cards of the ascended masters that we would define them. So they're rattling off names to me, and these are the ones that we understand to be divine. They're asking us to pick our favorite divine master and imagine that master standing right in front of you. And now they would like you to gaze into the master's eyes. You can do this energetically to have the imagination, because this is your growth opportunity. They're asking you to look into the beloved's eyes and to witness your own return. In other words, they are witnessing to you your own divinity, your own Christhood. It's time to stop being the martyr. It's time to stop looking for crumbles, for looking for crumbs from those that are well assured, that those that have reached master status. Each one that is listening to this voice, each one that is listening to the recording, has already graduated into their ascended form. Now, it may not seem this way. It may seem like you're still placing distance between yourself and where you would expect yourself to arrive. But you want to remember that you're simply working with memory. You're working with outdated material. As you continue working with it, well, you can travel through the eons in time and space for as long that is it is necessary. But they're saying, and they're showing me the time watch, time is up. Time is up, quite literally, quite literally. You have capacity to step out of time. Now, this is where they're doing some research, and they're working with each of you as you will permit this, as you will allow this, as you will welcome this, and they are reducing your need for time. Doesn't that sound lovely? Doesn't that sound delightful? Doesn't that seem like it is time? It's about time that someone take a look-see and see how I'm doing, see what needs to be done. In other words, they're giving us a proverb. They're giving us an eloquent speech. They're giving us a divine solution. Imagine that there are certain lessons that still need to be learned. Imagine that it's still going to take time. Now, you understand the concept of time collapsing, and this is what they would like to introduce to you, because as you take this proactive approach at arriving at your divinity, you are looking at your own eyes, yes, when you tune into the master consciousness that you selected that's right in front of you. We hope that you're continuing to do this, because this is where the circle comes to a completion. In other words, as you reduce the need for time, your lessons are going to collapse. In other words, time is collapsing, yes? So imagine there is a lesson that still needed to be learned. Imagine it's one of bravery. Imagine it's one of power. Imagine it's one of reducing the need to keep yourself small, to keep your voice small, yes? And they're showing me my throat chakra. She has some issues still, yes? And so this is where time is speeding up. So now imagine stepping into your master consideration. And here is the drill. Here is the opportunity. Even our channeler had a look-see and stopped. Did you notice? She was confused because, again, the mind is saying this can't be done. This shouldn't be done. This is not an offering that is due me. I'm still too weak. I'm still too helpless. I'm still too needy. And we say enough of this. Enough of this limited thinking. Enough of this limited focus. You are divine, remember? You are the divine master that has come to set the consciousness to one of true revelation, to true liberation. And so, getting back to the concept of dropping time, of collapsing time, it is for you to realize that you are already evolving. And so, here is the offer, here is the quest, request. As you assume a position of conquest, as you assume a position of authority, as you assume a position of wealth, in fact, this one little lesson, this one little lesson, this one little offering. In other words, as you turn the key in the right direction, you have avoided all the other seemingly lessons that you have brought forth. Imagine solving your riddle, solving your problem in one broad stroke instead of wasting time, shall we say, having this ongoing challenge. In other words, what if you get the lesson now? What if you get it tomorrow? Do you need to go on and on repeating the same lesson over and over? This is what we are helping you to avoid. In other words, your future self has arrived. You have already proclaimed your destiny. And that is what we are asking you to step into. That is what we are guiding you to. That is what we are alerting you to, is the need for there to be no more time. In other words, some of you are looking forward to your retirement. Some of you are looking for future times. And what we are saying is, what if they no longer exist? What if they no longer are needed? You no longer need to play martyr, yes? So this is what we are offering you, as you are willing to step into the light, as you are willing to step into the power, as you are willing to step into your divine quotient of truth. We salute you. We embrace you. We provide an offering. Let us just say some good works have been done today. Let us just say some good achievements have occurred. In other words, what we are doing, what we are helping you to arrive at, is a dismissal of your old programming. And that is what you are offering. Now, you play a part, and this is what we would leave you with today. Is as you assume your normal course of events, as you leave this room, as you leave this recording and move into your linear time frame, supposedly, we ask you to drop the concept that you exist simply in space-time continuum. In other words, we ask you to remember to affirm that you are affording yourself the opportunity of being a divine master on earth. And what does this mean, dear ones? It means that you are affording yourselves the right to pass all of your lessons now, in the here now. There is no more need to procure avoidance, yes? In other words, as you assume a position of power, as you assume a position of authority, you are arriving at your destiny in a split second. In other words, dear ones, there is another alternative. You can forego this thoughtful conclusion, and you can simply turn the karmic wheel again. In other words, you can play out the rest of your linear life. You can play out a normal diseased concept of arrival. You have our permission. We say this tongue in cheek, because why would you assume a position of poverty when you have already decided to have one of authority, understand? And so this is where you are enabling your true self to be heard. More and more you will find your divine presence speaking in and through you as your holy selves. You are noticing this, yes? You have words of inspiration for a loved one, and you wonder, where in the world did I have such heavenly thoughts? You see, you chuckle, you think that it is the ascended master, you think it is the Jesus, you think it is the Mary whispering into your ear. Perhaps it is your own divine awakened self, you see? Will you give yourself permission to be this grand? Will you give yourself permission to be this able? Will you give yourself permission to exist outside of the space-time continuum that is occurring in the here now? And that is what we are leaving you with, dear ones of the light. As you will raise the flag, as you will salute your own holy selves, you will realize, in fact, that all has indeed been offered to you in the here now. This is the time, dear ones, that you have offered to Holy Mother Earth. You have come together, yes? You are turning each other's light switch on, you may say. You are playing, yes? You are learning how to play with love. We ask you more and more to call on the light, to call on the love in the times of confusion. We watch our dear channeler do the heave-ho and think things must be hard, they must be difficult. What if they are actually ready to be lighter? Can you imagine such an approach? Now, we offer you her experience because we are working with each of you as such, and she is just providing a mirror. In other words, you are all doing this together. Yes, you are all ascending, and so it is. And so they're asking us, if we will, to take that moment and to receive our divinity, to receive our concept of oneness. And again, they're asking us to blend almost like in a tantric fashion when we have selected that a beautiful ascended master that we may have an affinity for, we may look up to or lean on in times of need. And they're asking us to trouble just one more time to imagine this tantric transference of occurrence where we are becoming one, in essence, one whole being of light. And so it is.
So that was a rambling?
That was a rambling. Not a lot of time to go through my normal jabber. They're saying there's no need. And, you know, it's such a beautiful thing that you brought that to our awareness. They would like to expand on that. Because they're saying, why is there any more need for suffering? Why is there need for the words? Normally I go through an explanation, here's the bathroom, here's this and that. But when the energies of love are present, is there anything else that is required? Is there anything else that is needed? So they are teaching each of us to learn how simply to turn on the light, to tune into love. And so again, getting back to Otto's point, such a beautiful example, because normally there's this linear mind stuff that occurs, and then we think to turn on the recorder, and they want us to talk about this, because lately I've been missing some of the preamble because it just starts spontaneously, and they're saying the reason that it's doing that is because I'm learning how to walk as a divine master. Mm-hmm. Now, it's very important, because as I'm beginning to offer this attunement to all that I come into contact with, all as I do this, so are each of you. In other words, we walk together. There is no greater, there is no lesser. We all are harmonizing, we all are actualizing. And so as I tune into the circle, as I tune into the lovely beings of light, I literally see the cascading of light. Imagine you go to Disney World or such, and you have these light shows. This is what I see. I see the light just swirling in these, I don't know what you call them, but it's we're combining the light, we're waking each other up. So your focus on your divinity is paramount. you don't have to understand. You don't have to think, oh, but this is my first day here and I was going to go do something else and I took a chance and I don't really know what you're even talking about. It doesn't matter, because that's the mind. The heart knows exactly what we're talking about. Your divine self knows exactly what you're talking about and has led you to the meeting, has led you to the words. And it is good. It is good. Okay, so back to you changed. Okay, so the restroom is right behind Mara in the blue. And I only ask that if you would wait for in between the readings, just so that I stay on focus. Okay, so you're invited to ask a question, and or they will simply just give you their thoughts and their wisdom and their holiness. The other thing I wanted to remind each of us, because it's important as we adjust to this new way of playing in our holy playground on Mother Earth, they see us in our light form. They see us as light beings. They don't address these lower energies as such. They can tune into them and provide useful feedback, but more and more so what they're doing is they're helping us to recognize our own divine patterns of light. If you could imagine that while you're seemingly sitting here, that really you're like coalesced energy of light, and that the more that you remember that, the faster those that want those third eye activations and all that groovy stuff, the faster that's all going to start occurring, because I got the energy going through me, because you're identifying with it, you're trusting that which is arriving. Expect miracles, they're saying, expect miracles. Okay, so we will begin with Janet, because she's a smiley face. Guy, you smile and you get called on. If you don't want to start, I'll just start with Joyce.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I want to say I missed last week because I was traveling.
Uh-huh.
But the week before was the stressing about my condo for sale and mm-hmm. for rent, and it's still empty, but this past week I got 2 offers
on it. Ah, awesome.
And I can't remember if it was somebody in here or somebody afterwards talking, and they were feeling the clearing it out
mm-hmm.
and filling it back in. They said they felt a swirly motion. I'm like, yes, like that, the counterclockwise out. And then so I did a whole meditation, walked around it, you know, in meditation, and cleared it out, cleared myself out, filled it with love, and forgot about it. And then I got, so I have a signed contract. And I just need to rent it for the last month. But still, like, even with that, I feel good right now, but still getting a lot of fear and a lot of anger. And so I don't have a specific question, but that's where I'm at.
Oh,
what do you get?
You are so my mirror, because I'm trying to rent a place, and I should be doing energy work each place that I go and look at. I'm like, I can help you with this place.
And I'm apartment hunting myself.
And your apartment. Oh, we should do that together.
So yeah, really.
Gosh. God, it's so beautiful how, you know, we call forth these conversations, and they seem just, you know, let's just shoot the breeze, even though we're in a more formal setting. But they're showing me something that I did not realize that was occurring, which often is the case. But, you know, I do this, and then I get lost in the linear just like everyone else. Back and forth, they're saying back and forth she goes. But they're showing me in places that I looked at that I thought, oh, I'm looking for a place, when indeed what I was doing was offering healing. And they're showing different people that I interacted with and responded to, and that I left like a courtesy card. In other words, that it's just so beautiful, and it's not addressing your question as much as just a teaching. Just like the ins and outs, where I would go and look at one place and be like, oh no, I can't be here. But there was a reason that I was supposed to call upon the place. There was a reason I was supposed to have the interaction with the landlord or such. And so if we can remember the importance of every encounter, it's almost like Course in Miracles, like every encounter is holy. You know, we know that, and then we're like, okay, back to the, you know, back to the drawing board. But as we hold that intention of the power of our light, and that's what you're, what's dawning upon you, I got dolphins working with you, by the way, is the power of your light. It's really realizing that we're always good to go. We're always a minister of the light. We're always providing, they're saying a house call. Somebody that I just shook their hand with today, that it was like, oh, nice to meet you, neighbor. In fact, there was an energetic offering that was taking place. And again, it's just showing us who we really are and what we're really about while we're busy attending to some of these linear matters. Okay, so that being said, I've got dolphins working with you. You're getting ready for an upgrade and a significant one. So yeah, you're being cleared. It's so interesting. I'm so glad you said what you said, because you're busy clearing out condos, and you said also yourself, and it's yourself that really needed the clearing. So if you can remember that everything is symbolic, and so when you have spaces that need clearing, you can be well assured that so do you, because this is the this is like the hookup or the link that you're attuning to. So that's occurring for you on a very significant level in terms of you clearing out some old energy. And I feel like it's like in the chest and like coming up this way, where it's almost like you're gonna cough up a hairball or something, energetically speaking. So it's important. You may find, like, you may even have a day or something where you have a little cough or whatever, because you really are releasing your need to follow, oh gosh, protocol, follow someone else's way of doing things. And you're learning how to teach yourself how to surrender to your own divine light, how to surrender to your own divine truth. So in other words, just be aware that they're working with you, clearing out some old energy, some old patterns, and then helping you. And I see this like crown being placed upon your head, helping you to discern your own awareness. So this may be like, oh gosh, you know, the attorney, the real estate person said to do it this way, but I really think I should do it this way. To trust that discernment, to trust that intuitive spark, that intuitive nature. There's going to be more clearing out. You're just in a clearing cycle right now. So it may be people that you need to forgive, places where you soul retrieval. I mean, like you've got a timetable, so you've got like a heavy workload is what I'm going to say. And so it may feel like, man, life's been really tough lately. It's because you're due for a clearing. So imagine a car going through a car wash, and it feels like, wow, the elements of nature are really pretty hard on me right now, and they're feeling the pressure of, you know, the spinning and all that. But again, that analogy they're leaving you with, because, you know, that nice, sparkly, clean car at the end of the day. And so this is what's going to be occurring, and they're asking you to be brave. They're asking you to be very, very brave in what comes up, because you're going to be challenged. You really are. You're going to have people come approach you, say things to you, maybe even shock you. Maybe it's just going to be people from your past. And it's like, how am I attracting all these people from my past? It's because you're due for an upgrade, and there's a tendency to be very honest, to fear the light. And so you tend to, I'll say it this way, you've had opportunities to do some of this clearing, and there's a little bit of an avoidance thing. And so on some level, it's like, you know, it's there, but it's like, yeah, I know I got to get to that one day. So they're saying, your day's arrived. So understand, in a nutshell, understand that you're not doing anything wrong. It's that spirit's preparing you, and they want you to really get like that deep cleanse. They want you to really just be done with some old energy, some old patterns, some old ways of just going about things. There's a tendency to just kind of, I don't know what it is, leave it for the last minute or avoid it or whatever. And so spirit's like, you don't need to do that anymore. You know, and we'll help you out. We'll bring it all to you. So you don't even have to travel far. So understand that it's coming to help you advance and help you to just clear out the channels, and then you're going to have this new opportunity coming. So let me just tune in and see if there's anything else I want to say about all that. I totally forget your question at this point. Mm-hmm. One moment, please. And say your first name.
Janet.
And say it one more time.
Janet.
You're learning about compassion. You're learning about compassion for self and others. And it's going to go back and forth. Like, you're going to have moments where Spirit's really going to provide you a more compassionate way of seeing yourself. And then you're going to have moments where you've just had like a, like your boundaries were up or whatever, your wall was up, where Spirit's going to like a little, see this cute little animal like climbing over a wall, where it's like, hi, you know, I'm coming to say hi, where you have opportunity to release that stronghold, to release that tension. Again, massive healing opportunity, massive shift. At the end of the day, you may be like a little tuckered out because it's a lot of work, but you're going to be ready for an advancement because you're literally going to be at a completely different frequency. And say your name one more time.
Janet.
Be willing to, I'll leave you with this, be willing to embrace all situations and leave no stone unturned. In other words, it's like there's a blessing here and I'm ready to receive it. So it's like, take it away, whatever it is, I'm ready for it because I know it's here in service to me, and it truly, truly is, truly is. And say your name one more time.
Janet.
And you're entitled. There have been some like old teachings, some old energies that it's just, you don't need it anymore. It's like you're advanced enough to get it. I'm going to leave you with this. You're advanced enough to get it, and so this whole avoidance thing, they're saying, no, this is silly, you don't need this anymore, because you can easily pass the test, and that's why things may just be put on your lap. And you're like, really? What did I do? What it is that you know how to do this. It's almost like a kid and you're trying to advance them to the next level. So the teacher just kind of takes out a sample and it's like, okay, here's some flashcards. Solve this. Boom. Okay, now I can advance you. It's like that. It's all there to serve you. Say your name one more time.
Janet.
I receive the blue energy. There are these beings that are visiting you, and they've got... oh my gosh, they look like blue flames to me. Blue. So just be aware that you've got some visitors. I don't know who they are. I just see blue energies. And say your name one more time.
Janet.
I'm thinking they're your kind. I think that they're your people. They look blue to me. They're supporting you right now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, welcome. Nice to have you. Thank you for opening the door for me.
Anytime. Andrea, and just a general message.
Okay. Trust the compliments you're receiving. There are a lot of compliments that are been coming your way. They're trying to prepare you for a new adventure, a new opportunity. And it has to do with you trusting yourself. It has to do with you, oh my gosh, how do I say this? And say your name again, please. It has to do with realizing that you're ready. You tend to take things a little, like very practical. You know, it's sort of like, I only have, let's say you want to go on a ride or an adventure. I only have this much money. You know, I better be conservative. I better, you know, just take things slowly. Whereas someone else would be like, well, I have this much money to start, and I'm sure when I get there, someone will lend me money, or I can get a part-time job or barter or whatever. I'm just going for it. I'm going to trust the universe on this. And this is what they're helping you to do, is to trust yourself a bit more, trust your abilities a bit more, and say your name one more time.
Andrea.
And say it one more time.
Andrea.
To expand your horizons. There's something you do that you're extremely good at, by the way, and you've just dabbled at it. I don't know what it is, poetry, writing, painting, maybe you're even a college professor. I don't know what it is, but you're very good at it. And say your name one more time.
Andrea.
And you're going to have an opportunity that's going to be, this is all about stretching. Trying to figure out who that is. This is all about stretching. This is all about, I even see this horse that he's like breaking out of his little, he's like allowed this much space, and I literally see this horse just breaking out. So this is about taking yourself What would be the word? Andrea, say your name one more time.
Andrea.
Okay. So this is like, is she okay? Okay. So this is, I meant to get cough drops, I forgot. This is like if you did poetry or you did your own writing, but what you don't realize is you can write this amazing novel. Or it's something like you do, you know you're kind of good at it, you may just do it for yourself. Amazing, like, imagine you paint or whatever, and you just paint paintings for fun. But it turns out that someone needs your paintings for their book. Or in other words, to bottom line this is about expansion. This is about arriving at your destiny. So Spirit is sending people to call on you, to compliment you, to remind you of your worth. And so Spirit needs you to capitalize on these opportunities by, you know, like taking those opportunities, taking those reflections in the way you would take in vitamins, the way you would take in something that's going to provide yourself with nutrients and nourishment. Excuse me. And because you have to believe it. The bottom line is, it reminds me a lot about the beginning teaching. It's like, We have this tendency to be very limited because we've been taught we're limited beings. Of course we're not. This is all our creation. This is your dream. Anything goes. It's your dream. Why not? Dream big. Dream fun. Dream fantastic. It's your dream. So this is about expanding, you know, and I literally see they're showing me like someone's pants and almost like clown pants that stretch out. And they're showing me like stretching out you, stretching out, like literally you taking your foot, your leg, and like walking to the dark side, and not the dark side, but like, you know, stepping out where it's maybe a little bit uncomfortable, where you need to be like a bigger player. I wish I knew what it was about. And say your name one more time.
Andrea.
Travel's involved. It's about expanding. So does something come to mind? Do you know what we're talking about? I knew you were going to say no. Yeah, how funny is that?
I write and I like writing, and I've written for people's blogs before.
And what do you write about?
Just life. Stuff that goes on, personal stuff, learning. Self-help kind of stuff. I'm a therapist.
And a gosh darn good one is what they're saying to me.
But I don't do therapy. I'm a leader.
You do therapy. You just don't call it therapy. You call it friendship. You call it waiting in line with somebody. Mm-hmm. But it's therapy. And say your name one more time.
Andrea.
And say it one more time.
Andrea.
You have an opera. I'll say it this way. You have an opportunity waiting for you. You don't understand how gifted you are. That's the bottom line. You've done extensive work in India, extensive work, and there are these masters that are backing you that are going to be coming through you, and I'm guessing like doing ghostwriting or something. You get to take the credit, you know, they're like, you know, no ego here. They don't care whose name is on the treatise. But this is about, and say your name one more time.
Andrea.
And say it one more time.
Andrea.
If I had to take a guess, I would say you're going to write a book and you're going to go on tour, and somehow you're going to get out of your, oh God, what would be the word? Andrea, say your name one more time.
Andrea.
I don't know who's popular today, that Gabrielle, whatever her name is, comes to mind. But think of someone big. I mean, not Wayne Dyer, because obviously he's on the other side. You're not ready to do that. But someone that like really has some very valuable feedback for people in terms of how to increase their understanding of self. And say your name one more time.
Andrea.
I'll leave you with this. They're challenging you to think more of yourself. They're challenging you to think, to be your own therapist. In other words, what you're doing is on a very small scale, and it's beautiful. There are 8 billion people on the planet that are in need of your services. So how many people are you touching so far? They're saying, get our hint, get our point. So we tend to be like, oh, it's just me. those 8 billion people are really you. So this is about getting out of your shell. This is about getting out of your comfort zone. Someone said it to me. I do online sessions in my kitchen. And someone said to me one day, you know, like, Nicole, I know you're comfortable in your kitchen doing those online sessions, but I see you on stage. I see you, you know, on the stuff. And so my ego was like, you know, because it's just not my thing. I'm a wallflower. But it's like, if you think about it this way, why are you here? Why are you here? You're not here just to run your ego script. It's not why you're here. You're here to heal humanity. So this is about almost like getting over yourself, if that makes sense, because it's just your ego. It's just your ego holding you back. And so as I see the elastic, as you're willing to stretch, as you're willing to trust spirit, it's like the Course in Miracles. It's like, oh God, I'm going to so butcher this, but, you know, show me where to go, tell me what to say when I get there. And so as you're willing to trust what you believe, what you really believe, it's almost like walking your talk, really letting go of that linear bodysuit, and I see you doing it, you're going to do this. If I keep talking, you know, we'll just do it now. But it's like I literally see your the skin of your body just kind of like falling off, where it's like you're saying goodbye to that association with the linear, with the ego that says, oh, I can just only have so much. It's your dream. I mean, it doesn't make sense for you only to have so much, because then that means you could only touch so many people. You could only touch so many people. It's like a PSA announcement from Spirit. So as you realize that you're a valuable commodity, and as you're willing to step up in the name of service, this is not about your career, this is not about your income, this is about service. 8 billion people on the planet, go. This is what Spirit's saying. As you're willing to step up and be a leader of the light, not because you think you're so grand, but because you think light is grand, because you think what you have to say, what comes through you, do channel, by the way, whether you know or not, what comes through you, and there's more to come. I've got some Indian masters going to be talking through you, is of light that will be very, will really help people. And what's beautiful about you is Spirit, it finds it very easy to work with you and through you, because you don't have a lot of ego left. So they enjoy it so much more, because there are those that are so ready to go out there, and they get out there and they plug in and they write, not to put anyone down, but they write the bestseller, whatever. But let me explain it this way. They have a little bit of ego strength, so they have that power, but then that ego kind of gets in the way, because then they forget who they're serving. They start serving linear rather than remembering their divine purpose for arrival. Whereas, because you're more humble, because even you're so humble you're confused, they're saying it'll be easier for them, because it's easier for you to be the puppet, because you're willing to release you, you're willing to trust them, and they'll do all the talking. You just have to show up. You just have to show up. I don't know if you're going to be talking, writing, I suspect both. I see travel about involved. And say your name one more time.
Andrea.
Be willing to serve. Simple as that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I have a message, and then I'll see if that answers my question.
Okie dokie. And say your first name.
Sandra.
There's a little bit of background music there, so one moment, please. One moment, sweetheart. It's almost like the angels, you know, like making music behind you. And say your name one more time.
Sandra.
And say it one more time.
Sandra.
You've been receiving downloads, you're receiving energy. They're trying to get you to assimilate with it. They're trying to get you to, oh God. It's almost like I see you in a dressing room trying on a top or something, and you can't figure out where the sleeves are. You're like, how does this go on? You know, like you're kind of stuck. Have it on backwards, where's this lapel? Like it's just not aligning for some reason. You've received some downloads, so they're like cheerio. That's good. That's fantastic. It's very good actually. There's this issue with assimilation. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Samra.
And say it one more time.
Samra.
You remind me, I use this example so many times because it fits, interestingly enough. My dad laughed so hard. When he was teaching me to drive, he looked over and he realized I was using two legs. I had 1 foot for the brake and 1 foot for the acceleration. And he's like, Nicole, he says, you can't do that. But that's how I felt safe. It's like, whatever's needed, I'm right there, you know? So finally, thank goodness he caught it. And he was like, Nicole, let's start again. So this is what you're doing. It's sort of like there's a part of you that's just afraid to let go. It's interesting that you're sitting next to the last person, because we always vibrationally sit next to who we are compatible with. So it's that same kind of energetic response of the need to relax, the need to arrive, the need to trust who you are. It's almost like you're very a little bit timid about allowing your light to shine. Well, if I shine too much, is that going to make someone angry? Is that going to make someone mad? Am I going to get noticed when I just kind of want to blend in? It has to do with allowing yourself to be powerful. And, you know, we've all been through the mill. We've all been the witch on the stake or whatever. I mean, we've all gone through these experiences of seemingly suffering for the light and for the cause. So we all have these blemishes. We all have these, past injuries that we're responding to at times. One moment, please. Let me just see what they want to do regarding that. And say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
And say it one more time.
Sandra.
They want you to do an exercise in the morning, which they mention quite often. For you, it's going to be like, it's going to totally solve this problem, because you're going to practice receiving light. And that's what it is. You're stopping the light. It's no big deal, but they just need it to get integrated because it's yours. You should get the benefit of it. So in the morning hours, face the morning sun. Face east, face the morning sun, and just do some energetic work, kind of like tantric practice or whatever, where you're tuning into the light. Don't look directly at the light too long. You understand that, you know, hurt your eyes and all that. But that being the case, hold the intention to receive the light. Understand that the light is information. Understand that there are light codes within that those light filaments. And your job is to not practice, they don't want me to say that word, to allow there to be full integration. Number one, it's a beautiful practice that's going to aid you along the way. But number two, it's going to help some of this stuck energy to be received and to be spoken for. In other words, for you to receive full benefit of that which has been offered to you. So I don't know how you got that. I don't know exactly what the source is, but it's sitting there kind of like looking for a home. It's almost like if you would put like a liquid dye or something, and then there are just these constrictions, like it's not all going down. The light is being blocked or whatever. Okay, so one moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Sandra.
It has to do with trust. It has to do with trust. And say your name one more time.
Sandra.
You can even imagine the light just like imagine yourselves responding to the light. Imagine them welcoming it in. Like imagine like a mother bird feeding little birds, and they got their little cute little mouths open. And so it's like, oh, we accept, you know, of course, it's mom coming to feed us. So imagine this, oh my God, that works for whatever reason. Imagine this light being received. It feels good to receive. So just like those little birds are just so open to receiving from Mama Bird, it's like, oh, she's coming to feed us. This is your divine inheritance coming to feed you. And so it's for you to feel safe with that process, to welcome that process in, and to enjoy it, and to enjoy it. And say your name one more time.
Sandra.
Yeah, because what you're looking for to receive from without, you have like a little bit of a wish list, they're saying, is you want to remember that life's just responding to you. There is no linear world out there that's apart from you. So you're not looking to receive it from without, you're really looking to receive it from within. Because as you receive it within, as you hold it vibrationally, you will attract it from without. So this is why this is such, they're saying this is like a heavenly opportunity for you, like literally bringing heaven to earth. So I do feel like, and say your name one more time,
Sandra.
That as you adjust to this light, that you're going to be opening up new opportunities without, like in the external realm as well.
You answered the question I had. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A follow-up question is that pertaining to making myself feel smaller.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in my experience in life, at work, personal life, is that I've been almost like clubbed over the head for being black and white in my values, for example, or to doing work better than my manager or superiors. And I'm not sure how to be who I am and to do the work that I feel is as good as I want it to be without making somebody else feel afraid, threatened, and then clubbing me down.
Okay, hold on.